This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 8th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. China is imposing harsh new restrictions on the unregistered churches in that nation. The regulations state that, quote, any group or individual must not create conflict or contention between different religions with a single religion or between religious individuals and non-religious individuals, unquote. But Jesus said, do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother. Matthew 10:34. The new crackdown will go into effect on February 2, 2018. As God's hand directs Hurricane Irma through the Caribbean, the storm has left a trail of destruction in its wake. The island of Barbuda was almost completely decimated. St. Martin was also hard hit. Forecasters expect landfall near Miami, Florida, around Saturday night. Florida Governor Rick Scott is warning 500,000 residents to get out before it's too late. Former Attorney General Edwin Meese III and Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council, as well as 45 other prominent conservatives, have signed an open letter warning the media not to pay attention to the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center. The SPLC associates conservative Christian groups that take issue with homosexual activity with neo-Nazi and racist groups. They have included organizations like the American Family Association, Generations, and Alliance Defending Freedom with hate groups. Evangelicalism is fading, according to a recent survey conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute. Only 17% of Americans identify as white evangelical, down from 23% a decade ago. And about half of millennial evangelicals are supportive of homosexual faux marriage. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is supportive of a legislative attempt to criminalize parents for spanking their children. The current law allows, quote, reasonable chastisement, unquote, that does not produce lasting harm to a child or something more than a temporary mark. The Christian Institute and others have joined in a campaign called Be Reasonable, which opposes the proposed law change. Another 123,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar into Bangladesh over the last few weeks to escape violence at the hands of the Myanmar military, according to Reuters. Bangladesh refugee camps are near capacity. A UK terrorism expert and Deputy Assistant Commissioner for the Metropolitan Police is linking homeschooling to terrorism. As reported in the UK Times, Neil Basu says that isolated communities from the status systems like homeschooling and unregulated education would promote a jihadi agenda. Pro-life pioneer Joe Scheidler turns 90 years old this week. He has been active in the movement since he formed the Chicago Office for Pro-Life Publicity in 1973. Not only has he won 2 cases at the U.S. Supreme Court, but Scheidler was the first to advocate displaying pictures of abortion victims, and he pioneered sidewalk counseling in front of abortion mills. Joe Scheidler is widely regarded as the godfather of the pro-life movement in America. An exclusive interview with Joe Scheidler, the man who spearheaded the pro-life movement in the 1970s, is next on The Worldview. Proverbs 24 says, if you forbear to deliver them that are drawn to death, and those that are ready to be slain, if you say, behold, we knew it not, does not he that weighs the heart consider it? And he that keeps your soul, does not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his work? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, a special report compiled by Emily Swanson. Joe Scheidler was a leader of the pro-life movement for 44 years, ever since abortion was declared legal by Roe v. Wade. In fact, I distinctly remember interviewing him in person in the early 1990s on WRTP Christian Radio in Durham, North Carolina, about his book entitled Closed, 99 Ways to Stop Abortion. Despite my 6'2" height, I felt dwarfed by his towering presence. The Worldview asked Scheidler what motivated him to get involved in defending the lives of the unborn and their mothers.
I've always known that life begins at conception. That's scientific fact, and there's no way to question that. We're human beings at the moment that we're conceived in our mother's womb. So abortion is killing a human being. And to make abortion legal is to make murder legal. That's how I thought. And I thought, you know, this is going to destroy the country. Because any country that doesn't protect everybody doesn't really protect anybody.
The Worldview asked how he's been able to keep going for 44 years.
Well, part of it was that we were effective. We were saving a lot of women. We had records we would keep. For instance, 1 week, we saved 22 women from having abortions by simply carrying pictures of unborn babies and aborted babies out on the streets. We would have women stop on their way to have an abortion and say, is that what they're going to do to my baby? They just didn't know. They'd been told it was a blob of tissue, and it's a human being.
Scheidler shared that he has seen many abortionists repent of doing abortions and become strong voices for the pro-life movement during these 44 years.
I've had seven conferences with abortionists that quit on our newsline, prolifeaction.org. You can see the movies that we made of these lectures. Abortion, the Inside Story, and they're the doctors and people that ran the clinics who became pro-life, like Dr. Nathanson, Dr. Tony Levitino, and they're great people because these people had done abortions and then stopped doing them and then became strong pro-life leaders.
The Worldview asked Scheidler if he had some advice for the millennials who are taking up the baton of fighting for the lives of the unborn, their fathers and their mothers.
Come out. Yeah, come out to the clinics. We need you. We need you to come out for the Memorial Days where we have the babies buried or at least have a memorial to them. Saturday, we're having them all over the country. We have hundreds and hundreds of these babies we found in the garbage behind the clinics, and we've had burials for them and treat them like real human beings. We also picket any Planned Parenthood event.
Scheidler said that it's important to pray for victory and for the preservation of lives in this battle. Noting that, quote, this is the crisis of our time, we have to stop it, unquote. Isaiah 1:17 says, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Praise the Lord for men and women of courage like David DeLeiden, Sandra Merritt, Joe Scheidler, and many unsung heroes who have dedicated their lives to preserving and protecting the unborn and their family members who are affected by abortion. This has been a special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.